Akashwani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati this morning. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a five-day visit to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat today. Elaborate arrangements made for Amrit Snan at Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj tomorrow on the occasion of Mahashivratri. RBI allows withdrawal of 25,000 rupees per depositor from New India Cooperative Bank beginning Thursday. New Zealand beat Bangladesh by 5 wickets in Champions Trophy Group A match. India and Kiwis qualify for semi-finals. And 12-member Indian squad for ISSF World Cup Shotgun announced. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati this morning. The two-day summit includes an inaugural session, 7 ministerial sessions and 14 thematic sessions with a focus on industrial evolution, global trade partnerships and the vibrant MSME sector of Assam, featuring over 240 exhibitors. More from our correspondent.
The Prime Minister will inaugurate the plenary session of the Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit at 10:30 a.m. in presence of several dignitaries, diplomats and industrialists. Assam Governor L.P. Acharya, External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar, Chief Minister Dr. Himanta Biswa Sarma, Union Minister Sarbananda Sonowal, Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya and Chief Ministers of Neighboring States, 61 diplomats, business delegations from several countries, industry experts will attend the session. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav will also attend the afternoon session of the Advantage Assam today. The Prime Minister will leave for New Delhi in the afternoon. Aminul Huzuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to three states starting today. The President will travel to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat during her visit, which will conclude on the 1st of March. She will grace the centenary celebration of the Patna Medical College in Bihar today. More from our correspondent.
The President will address a large gathering of doctors and students community of PMCH, which has a glorious past and legacy of 100 years in the field of medical education and health care. Dr. Dukhan Ram, former Union Health Minister Dr. C.P. Thakur, Dr. A.A. Hai are some of the famous luminaries who were associated with PMCH. It is presently Bihar's largest government sector tertiary care hospital. It was established with the money and contribution of several princely states including Darbhanga Maharaj in 1925. Presently, the PMCH is being developed as the world's second largest hospital with more than 5,400 bed facilities with a project cost of over 5,500 crore rupees. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashwani News, Patna.
The two-day Global Investors Summit held in Madhya Pradesh's capital Bhopal will conclude today. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah will be the chief guest of the closing ceremony. Our correspondent reports that Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister Manohar Lal Khattar and Madhya Pradesh Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav will also attend the summit.
Union Minister Manohar Lal will discuss MP Integrated Township Policy, Redensification and Madhya Pradesh Housing Redevelopment Policy. A large number of investment proposals were received on the first day of the summit. Intention to invest, MOUs and investment proposals more than 22,50,000 crore rupees were received. This will create 13,43,000 jobs. At the same time, an MOU of 1,00,000 crore rupees has also been signed between the Madhya Pradesh Government and the National Highway Authority for the construction and development of around 4,000 km long road projects. During the two-day conference, Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav is holding one-to-one meetings with the leading industrialists and discussing the possibilities of industrial investment in the state. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India has always played an active role in the global promotion and protection of human rights. Addressing the 58th session of the United Nations Human Rights Council, UNHRC, in Geneva virtually, Dr. Jaishankar said India's approach has been centered on building capacity and strengthening human resources and infrastructure in alignment with the priorities of its partners. He emphasized that India is firm and uncompromising in combating terrorism. He said India will always advocate zero tolerance for terrorism and call out any effort to normalize it. Dr. Jaishankar added that multilateralism is more essential than ever, but not in its current form. He said there is a clear and urgent need for a multilateral system that reflects contemporary global realities.
There is a clear and urgent need for a multilateral system that reflects contemporary global realities, one that is better equipped to respond to modern challenges, and, in essence, one that is fit for purpose. Let me conclude by reaffirming India's steadfast commitment to the global promotion and protection of human rights and to ensuring their full realization for all people.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at EIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsoneir.gov.in and download the News on EIR app. And now, news from Mahakumbh Mela. The Mahakumbh Mela 2025 will conclude tomorrow in Prayagraj on the occasion of Mahashivratri. The administration has made elaborate arrangements to make this occasion both divine and spectacular. Our correspondent reports that various steps are being taken for the security and convenience of the devotees.
Prayagraj District Magistrate Ravindra Kumar Mandad said that all necessary preparations have been completed to make the conclusion of Mahakumbh sacred, well-organized and memorable. The administration aims for easy travel for devotees and that their experiences should be divine and unforgettable. The District Magistrate said that all necessary steps have been taken as per the instructions given by the Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath through video conferencing.
तैयारियां हमारी पूरी हैं लगातार जितने हमारे शिव मंदिर हैं सभी की साफ सफाई सभी पे सुरक्षा व्यवस्था श्रद्धालुओं के हितार्थ जितने कदम उठाए जाने थे जैसा अभी माननीय मुख्यमंत्री जी ने पिछली वीसी में हम सबको डायरेक्शन दिया था तो उस पे हम सभी लोगों ने काम किया है वहां पे बैरिकेडिंग करानी हो पुलिस की व्यवस्था करानी हो प्रशासनिक अधिकारियों को लगाना हो और मंदिर प्रबंधन के साथ में बेहतर तालमेल वो हम सब ने सुनिश्चित किया है
ड्यूरिंग महाशिवरात्रि स्पेशल अरेंजमेंट्स हैव बीन मेड एट ऑल इंपॉर्टेंट प्लेसेस इंक्लूडिंग द लेटे हनुमान टेंपल अक्षयवट एंड सरस्वती कूप विद अभिषेक कपिल आदर्श For Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
The World Audio-Visual Entertainment Summit, WAVES, is offering a unique opportunity to celebrate and showcase creativity in both digital and hand-painted art forms by organizing a film poster-making competition. A total of 296 registrations have already been made for this competition. Registrations will close on the 5th of March. There is no fee for participation, and participants can register and submit their artwork through the provided link on the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting website. The film poster making competition will be held in two categories, that are digital posters and hand-painted posters. Outstanding digital posters will be recognized with the top 20 selected artworks showcased at the WAVES Summit. Out of these 20, the top three will receive prestigious awards. Cash prizes and digital certificates of appreciation will be awarded. Days after imposing several restrictions on New India Cooperative Bank, the Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, has allowed withdrawal of up to 25,000 rupees per depositor with effect from Thursday. In a press release, the RBI said that with this relaxation, more than 50% of the total depositors will be able to withdraw their entire balances, and the remaining depositors can draw up to 25,000 rupees from their deposit accounts. It further said that depositors may use the branch as well as the ATM channel of the bank for this withdrawal. In Telangana, all-out efforts are underway to rescue the 8 persons trapped inside the Srisailam Left Bank Canal Project Tunnel, with concerted efforts from joint rescue teams comprising the Army, NDRF, SDRF, Singareni Collieries and others. A team of Navy divers from Vishakhapatnam entered the tunnel near Domalpenta of Nagar Karnool district to rescue the trapped workers. Despite relentless efforts by the rescue teams, no breakthrough has been achieved so far, as they had to navigate through thick muck, tangled iron rods and cement blocks to reach the accident spot in the tunnel. The 8 personnel are trapped 14 kilometers inside the Srisailam project tunnel since Saturday morning after a portion of its roof collapsed during the excavation work. In some international news, Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese President Xi Jinping held a telephonic conversation yesterday to strengthen and discuss the further development of their comprehensive partnership and strategic cooperation. An official statement from the President of Russia said that both leaders explored ways to expand mutually beneficial cooperation in various sectors, including economy, trade, investment, culture, among others. According to the statement, President Putin briefed President Xi on the recent Russia-US talks, and Xi expressed support for the dialogue and China's willingness to help resolve the Ukraine conflict peacefully. In the United States, new FBI Director Kash Patel was sworn in as the acting chief of the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, ATF, taking the helm of two separate and sprawling Justice Department agencies. Mr. Patel was sworn in at the ATF headquarters just days after he became director of the FBI. He will now oversee the Bureau's roughly 5,500 employees that's responsible for enforcing the nation's laws around firearms, explosives and arms. Among other things, it's in charge of licensing federal firearms dealers, tracing guns used in crimes, and analyzing intelligence in shooting investigations. Moving on to the world of sports, in the ICC Men's Champions Trophy cricket, New Zealand triumphed over Bangladesh by 5 wickets in a Group A match in Rawalpindi last night. With this, New Zealand and India have made their ways clear to the semi-finals. We have a report.
New Zealand's victory against Bangladesh has ensured them a place in the semi-finals from Group A alongside India. The result also marked the elimination of both Bangladesh and the defending champions Pakistan, who have lost both of their matches so far. Next update is from the ISSF World Cup Shotgun, where a 12-member Indian squad has been announced, including Tokyo Olympian Kainan Chennai and seasoned Miraj Ahmed Khan. The event will be held in Nicosia, Cyprus from 3rd to 12th of May this year. Moving towards FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian women's team lost to World number 1 Netherlands 2-4 at the Kalinga Stadium in Bhubaneswar last night. Moreover, Indian men's team also suffered a 2-3 loss against England at the same venue. Both the teams will be in action again this evening, aiming to take revenge. Last we have from Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors defeated Royal Challengers Bengaluru in a thriller super over at M. Chennaswamy Stadium last night after both the teams scored 180 runs in stipulated 20 overs. Sophie Eslestone was adjudged the player of the match, with Sayukta Yadav, Chirag Akashwani News, Delhi.
An earthquake of magnitude 5.1 hit the Bay of Bengal this morning. According to the National Center for Seismology, the origin time was 6:10 hours. An epicenter was located at a depth of 91 kilometers in the Bay of Bengal. The Center for Seismology informed that the quake was at a altitude of 19.5 to north and a longitude of 88.55 east. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. Highlighting the fast-paced growth of India at the Global Investors Summit, Hindustan Times, quoting the Prime Minister, writes, "World is optimistic about India." A headline in the Asian Age writes, "Omar Mahendra among PM's 10 picks in anti-obesity drive. Nilekani, Manu Bhakkar, Sudhamurthy also on the list to help spread awareness on reducing edible oil consumption. Voluntary pension scheme for all on cards, a universal program open to contribution from everyone, is cited by the Economic Times. CBSE to start 2 levels of science, social science in class 9 next year, states the Indian Express. India-UK resume talks for free trade agreement. Study visa regime for India may get green light, says the Times of India. And finally, in a first, capital has woman CM and leader of opposition, notes the Tribune, for the Delhi Legislative Assembly. With that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate Advantage Assam 2.0 Investment and Infrastructure Summit in Guwahati this morning. President Draupadi Murmu to embark on a 5-day visit to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat today. Elaborate arrangements made for Amrit Snan at Mahakumbh Mela in Prayagraj tomorrow on the occasion of Mahashivratri. RBI allows withdrawal of 25,000 rupees per depositor from New India Cooperative Bank beginning Thursday. New Zealand beat Bangladesh by 5 wickets in Champions Trophy Group A match. India and Kiwis qualify for semi-finals. And 12-member Indian squad for ISSF World Cup shotgun announced. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.